How will you celebrate America's birthday? In Mid-City, Independence Day comes alive with a new experience as the crew of Colossus debuts its first Bayou Boat Parade. And joining me this morning is the Grand Marshal of the crew of Colossus, Katrina Breeze. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a unique experience for the public as well as the artists who are responsible for putting this event together. Tell us about the ancient order of the crew of Colossus and what makes it so unique.
The original Colossus was erected 2,300 years ago in celebration of freedom in ancient Greece. It stood about 100 feet tall and was one of the ancient wonders of the world. This fourth, we hope to resurrect that creative intention and bring forth a parade unlike any other. The crew of Colossus is made up of local artists and carnival creators, and we hope to show the public a wonderful time and also expose everyone to how beautiful Bayou St. John is.
What can we look forward to tomorrow evening?
You can look forward to participating, and we hope that people will come out and bring their small boats without motors, canoes, pirogues, paddle boards, inflatable boats, and take a paddle up the bayou with us in celebration of our king and queen.
Now, can you announce in advance who this year's king and queen might be?
Yes, I'd be proud to. Our king is Richard Velati, who runs Royal Artists here in town. They are responsible for doing the float work for parades such as Coup d'Etat and Proteus. And our queen, Anne-Marie Coviello, is a true carnival creator. She's responsible for local bohemian parades such as the 6 to 9 parade, Box of Wine, and most recently the Yemaya parade, which is a collaborative of all the female stepping crews in town.
It seems that this is a parade of small boats that are constructed to go up and down Bayou St. John. Are there also floats involved with this parade?
No, our boats are our floats. We will be decorating our boats just like floats, using all recycled materials to do so.
Can you give us an example of a couple of the boats that we'll see?
Since this is our first year and we're still growing, the boats will be decorated using recycled clothing, decor elements from other parades, and mostly it will be about costumes this year. And there will be prizes given for best costumes, and they've been provided by HBO. I expect to see a lot of mermaids, pirates, sailors.
And who's going to be donning these costumes?
The citizens of Colossus. Everybody is welcome, and we hope that they will costume, so we'll see what comes out there.
Now, the citizens of Colossus, tell me about this group.
The artists that we currently have are artists that have worked on other parades, and we're hoping to come together through the crew of Colossus to present our work, but also to give the super crews an alternative of how to spend their money and develop a model of ecological and environmental sustainability for the carnival industry.
And that's important to you because?
Because currently the amount of beads that are coming in from China is embarrassing. And if people find out what it's doing to our land and what it's doing to our economy, they're really going to want to see some changes. I hope that we can be an example of a Leave No Trace event and bring a sense of eco-consciousness into Carnival and grow.
Katrina, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Katrina Breeze, Grand Marshal of the crew of Colossus Bayou Boat Parade. Festivities kick off tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. Bayou St. John at Orleans Avenue. Have a safe and happy 4th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.